Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking, what are some things, or what is one thing that you want to see appear in your life? What do you want to see appear? What is not there that you would like to have show up in your life? To feel more satisfied, more content, and how do you attain it? And you can see that I didn't say anything. You can hear that I didn't say anything about happiness. Happiness can be somewhat elusive and hard to define. So I like to talk about satisfied and content when talking about this type of subject matter, because I think that there's something missing, and a lot of people feel that way, something missing in their life, something missing in all of our lives, and being able to pinpoint that and figuring out what that is, and more than that, how do you attain it? But I find that it's actually more challenging sometimes to figure out exactly what it is. And that can be a challenging part to be in, because it can be the roadblock that challenges you from obtaining it. Because you seriously might not know exactly what is missing. You may be blocking it out. You may be trying to ignore it, dismiss it. It might be a lifetime of missing something that you've wanted, and you have deferred, deflected, overlooked it in the opinion of not wanting to see the reality because you didn't want to deal with the situation. So many people are in that situation where there's something missing from your life. And if you know it, you're actually past half the battle at this point. You're in a lot better spot than many people because you actually know what's missing. But that can also be a catch-22 as well. Knowing what's missing and not knowing to or how to attain it can be very challenging. And it can feel very overwhelming, especially if you've been trying to work through this for a long time. You may feel very stagnant or overwhelmed. You may feel underwhelmed. You may just not know what the next step is. And in that process of not knowing what the next step is, you may feel stressed out or sad in a situation where you just don't know how to get what you want, how to move forward. And so, we're coming into an interesting time of the year, and all times of the year are very interesting, right? But we're coming into an interesting time of the year, and so many of us are dealing with those feelings. Many people's feelings it's right there. It's right on the sleeve. We're showing our heart. We're going through the processes. We're dealing with changes, ups and downs, and conflicts. You're dealing with stress or anxiety. Maybe you're dealing with feeling numb. Maybe you've gotten to the point where you've numbed yourself because you don't know how to deal with the situation. Perhaps you're just upset or overwhelmed at work. Maybe your career is not where you want it to be. You're not getting things from the work that you do. You feel like you're not getting anything in the exchange, for the labor that you're doing, for the work and the time-consuming, job that you're working. Maybe it's family dynamic. Maybe the family is there, but it's not really showing up in the family way that you'd like it to. Maybe it's not exactly how you want it to be. Maybe there's lots of issues. Maybe you're dealing with issues with your children, dealing with issues with your spouse. Maybe some of the issues at home and the family dynamic is extremely challenging, and you're overwhelmed about all the challenges that you're going through, and you want things to just get peaceful or more at ease with you. And so in that situation, that can be something that's very important to look at as well. And so in all these situations, we're taking into consideration, whether it's our home, whether it's our family, whether it's our career, perhaps it's our friendships, perhaps it's the excitement level in our life. And many of us are not having that excitement that we want. We're not having that connection. And so if you're going through that, you may be looking for other ways or means to create excitement or to be more interested in your day-to-day life. And being more interested in your day-to-day life can be very fulfilling, but we got to find that excitement in a safe place. We got to find that excitement in something that's not going to be a roller coaster. Find that excitement somewhere that's going to be pleasant and a pleasant experience. If it's a family dynamic, maybe you're having issues with the family. Maybe you've always wanted to have a close family. You've always wanted to be close with your family. Whether that's your parents, your brothers and sisters, maybe, your immediate family, that could be also a situation where you feel like you're not having that connection that you want. You would prefer to have a connection, and you're not having that connection that you want. And so being able to see that and that connection that you want and understanding that connection is very valuable. and seeing what's missing. You know, is there something missing in that connection? Do you feel like you're not able to be yourself? Do you feel like you're not able to be the person that you are? Do you feel like you're not able to show your truth? On the other hand, do you feel like you have shown your truth and it's being taken advantage of? Or, you know, family members are kind of running all over you, or they're using the truth that you've told them in a negative way or in a controlling way or as forever ammunition against you. You know, all these things play a part. You know, maybe you don't feel like you have an outlet. Maybe you don't feel like you have a quality outlet of friends to be able to communicate with. Maybe you don't feel like you have an outlet outside of work, things that you can do that's not work related. And you feel like all you do is you go, you know, you deal with the family, you leave the house, you go straight to work, you're at work all the time, you come back, you're doing the family, you go to bed, you get up, you do work again. You could be feeling that way. It could be this, like, endless cycle that you feel like you have no outlet. And when we feel like we have no outlet, we don't feel like we have a way of expressing ourselves outside of this pattern and cycle that we've created. It can feel maybe a little excruciating. It might get very tiring, actually, physically, emotionally, mentally, and that's something to really think about as well. So if something's nagging you, and you know, oftentimes when we are not satisfied or content in our life, things trigger us. Things can trigger us. And what are those triggers? You know, when we think about triggers in this situation, we may be triggered by what other people are doing. We may be triggered about what other people have in their lives versus what we have in our lives. We could be triggered in many ways. And, you know, we could be triggered by somebody else's family dynamic. You could be triggered by a picture on Instagram. You know, if you're having family dynamic issues and you want everybody to get along and you're trying to connect the dots and you're wanting to have this close-knit family, you might see a picture on Instagram where you see this happy family sitting there and they're enjoying each other's company, you know, for a morning coffee before work. You might just go over the edge with something like that. These things can really trigger us when we're dealing with something that's not satisfying or that's the opposite of contentment in our life. And some of you may have been dealing with these types of things for a long time. Some of you may have been dealing with these things for a short period of time. But what I do find out is eventually these things come to a head. Eventually we have to deal with it. And eventually, ultimately, we have to figure out what it is that we want and why is it triggering us so much. Because these triggers can be very, 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 very alarming at first because you don't know why am I getting angry about this, or why am I getting concerned about this, or why is this triggering me to feel this way, or why did I get so upset about XYZ? And these things are very important to understand, because the more we can understand that, the more we can take into consideration a lot of different things, understanding who we are, what we stand for, but more than that, understanding maybe what we haven't had in our life. Because I think that the longer you haven't had something in your life, it can go two ways, right? If you've ever experienced something that you want and then you didn't get it anymore, you might long for something, right? You might long for something or feel like there's something missing. Now, if you never had it, would you know that it's missing? Possibly not. Actually, probably not. If you've never had something before, how would you know that it's missing? You know, if I've never had ice cream before, how would I know, you know, whether or not I don't personally eat ice cream, but there was a time in my life that I did. But let's just say that I never had ice cream. I wouldn't know that I was missing anything if I really liked ice cream because I'd had it before. I wouldn't know. If I've never had it, it's not a big deal. But I think that sometimes if you've tasted something or had something or done something and you've experienced something and then later on down the road you're not, that can also create a longing. It can also create a trigger point. But also, sometimes you might not have had something. You might have seen something or been around something and kind of been around it, the proximity of it. Maybe you've been around the proximity of a really amazing family where everybody seems to get along and your family doesn't. And so you see that kind of camaraderie and that type of interaction and you see how great they are and the patting on the backs and how everybody cares. And that could be very triggering. Maybe because more often than not, it's not about that you had it before. It's about that you know that there's an option for a different option. So now by seeing that, you realize that you could have had a different opportunity growing up, a different type of family dynamic, or even have a different family dynamic now. When I work with many clients, you know, when they're going through marital issues or marital problems, you know, when they talk to somebody that's having what they consider the best marriage, or they see pictures of people very happy or people on trips or people, you know, that can be very triggering too, because they feel like they're missing out on something. They feel like that person has something that they want to have. And so these things can be very triggering. And so I guess what I'm asking you to look at, honestly, is really, inspect those things that we consider triggers. Inspect those things when you have thoughts of anger or resentment or sadness because of seeing something or reading something or a conversation with a friend, catching those things to realize those are truly the triggers. Those are truly the triggering things here that we need to be super aware of to really understand our situation. Super triggering things to really understand our situation. And that can be very powerful. And writing those things down can be very powerful too. And understanding what triggered us and why. Because all these things go back to maybe things that we want or things that we wish that we had. Things that would make us more satisfied or content. Maybe a friend of yours just got a recent promotion on a job that she's been wanting or he's been wanting, and they're so happy and ecstatic, and they're talking about how great their boss is and how their boss really listens to them and how they have all these things going on. That can be really challenging to listen to, very triggering if you've had the opposite experience and hoping to have an experience like that. You'd love to be there for your friend, and you want to be there on all levels for your friend, but at the same time, it may feel... it may feel a little sad. You may be triggered to feel sad because this person has something that maybe you would like to have. And so really kind of looking and going introspectively in these trigger points can be especially enlightening and enlighten. It can help enlighten the situation and basically shine light into what we need to see, what the space is that we feel like we're missing something at. And so looking at that home life, the career, the family, the friends, the outlet. You know, the outlet's a big time thing too, because, you know, a lot of times we can get stuck in the rut, of getting stuck in things and feeling, you know, just overwhelmed, because that can be painful, feeling overwhelmed. And that's where we need to be at. We need to figure out, what is it that's nagging me? What is irritating me? What irritates me when I see other people doing things? What are the things that really irritate me or upset me? Those are the things that we need to analyze. Those are the trigger points that we need to see. And that is what's going to be so valuable, being able to excavate these situations. So I want us to think about that. What are the things that you need? What are some things that you're living with, you know, in the situations you're living with, that you're not getting some of your needs met? And, you know, being able to have some self-discovery on this and understand this can be very powerful, because we're going to have to understand exactly what it is before we can bring it up to somebody else and let them know how we're feeling. So definitely being able to have that information prevy, being able to have that right there for ourselves so that we can actually look at that and dig deep into these triggers to really get some life information and really understand, you know, where we are and how we got there. And this is a very valuable situation. So if somebody's triggering you at work, how does that look? If your spouse is triggering you, if your children are triggering you, if your friends are triggering you, you know, if a commercial on TV is triggering you, understanding where that's coming from and why is that triggering? Because we're not going to get upset or triggered by something that's not upsetting us or is not creating some sort of havoc in our life. And we need to understand that, because the more we understand that, the better we understand where all this is coming from, and it can be very informative and helpful, and this is our first step. So stay tuned. I'm going to give you more information on how to find this and how to deal with it, so we can begin to find that satisfaction that we want in our life, to feel better about every area in our life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you, what is something that's missing in your life? What do you want to see in your life? What is something that you want in your life or you think you want in your life that's going to make you more satisfied or more content? And how do you get that? You know, that's the question. You know, it's like, is it about the family dynamic? Is it something that you're wanting? Is it that you want to have children? Is it that you want to have a more solid connection with your family? Do you want to have a connection with your mother and father that you don't have? What about your spouse? Do you want to get married? Are you currently married? Are you married but you're in the roommate situation and you want to change that or rectify that? You know, are you feeling like you're not getting a lot of excitement in your life? Do you feel like you're kind of stuck in a rut? You know, what about the career? Does your career seem that it's going on the right trajectory? Do you feel overwhelmed about it? Does it create stress? Does it create uncertainty? You know, what about the friends? Do you have friends in your life that you really can connect with, that you feel like are instrumentally there in your life and that can be there for you? Or do you feel like you don't? Do you feel like an outsider? Do you want other friends? Do you want close friends? These are questions to ask. What about an outlet? Do you have an outlet in your life that you can look at? Do you have an outlet in your life that gives you an ability to get out of the humdrum and do some things that you want to do? And if you don't have an outlet, you might be feeling overwhelmed. You might be working all the time, constantly working or taking care of the family and feeling, though, that that's all you have going on. And these are things that we really, really need to look at. These are things that we really need to expand upon, and then also understand our triggers around it. And right before the break, I was talking about those triggers and how to understand those triggers and what triggers really are, because many of us have triggers and we don't even realize we have them. We don't even realize what it is. We might get angry about something, and instead of realizing, wow, why did I get so angry about that, or why did that upset me so much? No, we don't think about it. We just sweep it under the rug. We keep on going. Many of us have things in our life that maybe you had at one time that you don't have anymore. And so you have this longing for something that you had a long time ago that you don't have anymore. And so you're always wondering what life would be like with XYZ. Some of you may never have had it before. Maybe there's something that's been missing in your life, but you can't pinpoint it because you didn't have it before and you don't remember or you don't have an idea what it is. And so you cannot pinpoint it. You can't think about it. It's just one of those things you can't think about or you don't want to think about it. Some of us sweep things under the rug all the time, and we have to analyze that. What are we sweeping under the rug, and why are we sweeping this under the rug? Why is that? What is the purpose of sweeping something under the rug that actually matters so much to us? And many of us realize, right, that it's self-preservation. If I actually look at or define what is missing in my life, I might go bonkers. Some of you might say, hey, if I really address what's missing in my life or the things that need to be changed in my life, I might get super overwhelmed and I don't want to deal with it. Maybe you realize that in order to address these things, you need to make changes in your life that you're just not willing to make at this point. And those changes are very important. We have to make those changes. We have to allow those changes to come. But I'm not here harping on that right now. I'm not sitting there telling you have to do this or that. I'm just saying that if we eventually want to make changes, we're going to have to do some actions. We're going to have to make some actionables. We're going to have to be accountable and do things. But that can be a very scary place too, because many of you might be in a place where you do want these changes. You do want to make changes. You do want these incremental changes. But quite honestly, you don't want to deal with the outcome or the aftermath or the backlash that this could bring into your life. And these are the things that we got to think about. These are the things that we have to analyze. These are the things that we have to see its truth. And many of us are in different places in our life, whether you've analyzed what's missing, whether you haven't analyzed what's missing, whether you want to know, whether you don't want to know. Whether you do know, but you haven't moved forward in dealing with it. Maybe you do know and you've been moving forward slowly and incremental changes, but you're not willing to pull the trigger at this moment on things that need to be done. Maybe you're in the process of making changes and you've done that. You've pulled the triggers and now you're really worried about the triggers that have been pulled. And all those things are very important for us to analyze. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about ways to see it and things that we can do to begin to move forward to make our life better, more successful, and more content. So I got some upcoming stuff coming up. So don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back. But think about it. What is the thing that's missing in your life? What do you want to see changed? What is it that needs to be augmented? Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm asking you the question, what is something that's missing in your life? What do you want to see in your life? Is it something missing or something that needs tweaked in your life to be more satisfied and more content? And how do we do that? How do we attain that? How do we find that? How do we figure out that information, that knowledge is power, and how do we move forward in our life with that information going forward in a positive way? Well, you know, I was talking about triggers and how people can trigger us, situations can trigger us, and that can be very triggering, no pun intended, but it can be very triggering, but at the same point, our triggers are our knowledge. When we're being triggered by something, it's triggering us to realize that there's something underlying, there's an issue, there's a problem, there's a fear, there's something there that we need to figure out, that we need to get to the bottom of. And if we do, we'll be able to understand a lot more about ourselves because, you know, quite honestly, you're not triggered by something that's not emotionally triggering to you. If you're not emotionally pushed in a certain direction, if you're not emotionally dealing with something in that situation, it's not going to trigger you in the same way. And so we need to be aware of that. We need to understand that. And we need to not be triggered, but yet we actually do need the triggering, because in the process of being triggered, we learn more about ourselves. And that's what's so powerful here. We learn more about ourselves, but the triggering itself is one thing. So let's say like you get triggered about something, like I was talking about earlier in the show, during the radio show here, about being triggered. We could be triggered by a commercial on TV. You could see, I've had clients, especially during certain times of the year, where there's this commercial and the family's all hanging out and they're having this great, you know, bonding and they're all eating together. And I've had clients, you know, get really upset about that because they wish that they had a tighter family. They wish they had a family where they could all eat together. They wish they had something like that where they could all be together and have that experience. And it triggers them to remind them of what they don't have. It triggers them to remind them of the family they don't have. You know, maybe you're looking at Instagram and you see a picture of somebody getting engaged and it really triggers you, or somebody getting married and it really triggers you, and you just can't deal with it. You don't know how to process it. It's overwhelming. It's stressful. Well, maybe you want to be married, or maybe you're upset with your marriage. Maybe you're not happy with the situation you're in right now. You know, but we have to dig deep, and that's what we have to do, is dig deep into these triggers and understanding these triggers. So if, for example, you're unhappy about something, you know, getting deeper into it, why am I, you know, let's say that you're unhappy with your job, for example, you know, let's say that you're just kind of just over it. You get in there, you're not really happy, you don't have any energy when you're there, you know. You have to ask yourself, what's happening in this job that's creating this feeling for me? Why do I feel this way? You know, why am I feeling kind of disheartened or dissatisfied or underwhelmed? You know, you have to ask yourself, is it the job itself? Is it what you're doing? You know, is it the boss? Is it the people you work with? You know, is it the timeline? Is it the time you have to be there? Is it where you have to be at? Is it the commute? Is it not the commute? Is it something you like to do? Is it something you'd love to do? Is it something you hate to do? I mean, look at all those things, because it doesn't necessarily need to be everything. It could just be a couple of pieces here and there that could be tweaked. Or it could be the entire direction of the direction you're going, or it could be the organization that you're working with. But again, we have to get deep on these triggers. We can't just see the trigger and just get angry about it. We have to dig deep and uncover what is not satisfying. What can I do? What would I need to do to change or get rid of or eliminate in order to feel better about myself, my situation, that sort of thing? And, you know, this goes for every little part of your life. Every big part, every little part of your life is, where can we make these tweaks to be happier? Where can we make these tweaks to be happier with our life? And these tweaks are super important, and they're destiny for us to understand, because this helps us to create our reality that we want. This helps us to create the reality we want. It helps us to take these steps toward where we want to be. And it also allows us to see what's missing. It's us don't want to see what's missing, but eventually it's going to come back to hurt us. Eventually it's going to come back to hurt us. You know, it's about, because we're going to be upset at some point. There's going to be resentment at some point. And, you know, that is something that we have to look at. You know, the resentment at some point is going to be a problem. And we have to see that for what it is, you know. And that's where I feel like the faster, the quicker we can understand our triggers, the faster, the quicker that we can assimilate this information, the better. And then what do we do about it? So let's say that we've looked into these triggers, and I'm sure you have. You've looked into these triggers and you've thought about it. What's the next step that you can take to make things better? What's the next step that you can take to augment the situation? What do you have to do? What do you have the ability to do in your own hands with your own ability? What can you do? I really advise at this point, you know, really looking at this to analyze, okay, if it's a family dynamic and I don't feel close to my family, can I have those conversations? Can I start opening the lines of communication and having communication and opening communication to be able to communicate my feelings? Can I do that? Do I feel confident in doing that? Do I feel comfortable in doing that? How comfortable do I feel in doing this? Have I already done it before? Have I done it multiple times? And many of you may say, hey, Ashley, this is my first time to do this. I've been trying to figure this out for a while. I've been going through these changes and these issues in my life, and I'm doing the best I can. I brought it up to my family. You know, I have this family issue. I brought it up. I brought it up multiple times. I don't know how to keep bringing it up. And if that's the case, that's great that you've been pushing yourself to do this. Not great that people are not seeming to see the situation or help the situation. However, the fact that you've been putting it out there. And so if you've been putting it out there, kudos for you, by the way, because that's a lot. It's a lot to do, because it really is. It can be very uncomfortable and maybe stressful, but definitely you're doing the right thing. However, you know, how do we get the pendulum to move? How do we get change to happen? And I think, you know, everybody that's involved, that you need to, you know, like really looking at the triggers, looking at the situation, is there some conversations that can be had? Who are those conversations with? If there are conversations that can be had, who do we have those with? How do we start the line of communication? How do we open the line of communication? You know, if there's an issue with one of your kiddos, how do you begin to have that conversation? If there's an issue with a parent where you've always wanted a closer relationship, how do you begin to open that conversation? How do you let go of the resentment from the past? How do we move forward with a new type of relationship that works for everybody? How do we create that? How do we voice what we want? You know, if you're in a marriage where you feel like it's become the roommate situation, you know, how do you bring that up? How do you have that conversation? You know, how often have you tried to have that conversation? I know that many of you say, hey, I've tried to have this more often than not. I'm starting to get over it. I'm starting to get stressed out about it. I can't seem to have this conversation enough. I brought it up multiple times. Nothing's changing. And if that's the case and you brought it up multiple times and nothing's changing, what do we do next? What's the next choice? What's the next solution? What do we do next? What's the next actionable? You know, I mean, sometimes you have to get really real. You got to think about how far you're going to go and how important it is to go that far. And are you willing to do that? And I think that many of us might not want to do that because of the fear factor. You know, fear is very real. Even though you might not be happy with something, how do you deal with it? How do you overcome the fear of letting something go? How do you overcome the fear of dealing with a situation? How do you overcome the fear and speak your truth? How do you overcome the fear and do what you need to do? How do you move forward in your life understanding that and do what you need to do? And so many of you might be coming into this time of year and, you know, you're thinking about all those things. And the last few years have been very interesting with all the dynamics. Some people have really grown closer together. Some people have grown farther apart. How do you deal with that? How do you merge that? How do you understand that? And then how do you make these things work for you? Like, how do you have these conversations where you can actually conversate and communicate without causing static and anger? How do we move forward with doing that properly? How do we do this kind of stuff? And then, like, what do we do next? And, you know, think about it. The triggers. Analyze those triggers. Start asking your questions. If you're triggered by someone else's marriage, why is that triggering you? Is it because it seems like they're closer? Is it because they seem like they communicate more? Is it because you feel like they have a real marriage and not a roommate situation? What really is triggering you there? You know, if it's the family dynamic, is it their connection? Is it their honesty? Is it their ability to be honest with one another, but not to be used against you? You know, you might be in a situation where you want to be honest with your family, you want to be honest with your friends or what have you, but you can't because every time you have done that in the past, it's been used against you, it's been held against you, and that's something that you don't want to deal with again, and definitely nobody wants to deal with that. So how do you move forward with that? And these are the questions you have to ask, and these are the conversations that you have to be willing to have. And some of these conversations can be super painful. Some of these conversations can be super scary. But again, is it scarier to have the conversation or is it scarier to hold it all in? I don't know if it's scarier to hold it all in, but isn't it just kind of overwhelming and choking to hold it in where you can't have that conversation? And you have to think about it. Don't you owe yourself the ability to communicate your feelings? Don't you owe yourself the ability to say what you say, what you want to say? Don't you owe yourself the option of being honest and direct? for the fact that you need to make changes in your life. And honestly, if you're not happy, the other person's probably not happy either. And that's the caveat here, is that when someone else is not happy, usually what happens is that the other person's not happy as well. Maybe it might not be the exact same things, but it's definitely about something. So I want you to analyze that too. So if we're not saying how we feel about something, the other person might be holding back too, because everybody's in fear of speaking their truth or hurting each other or hurting other people. And that is something to understand. So think about that. Now, when it comes to your job, you might not want to jump right up to your boss and tell them all the problems in the work environment, but you might want to be proactive. How do we proactively connect with the people at work? How do we proactively make changes where things begin to work out? How do we proactively move forward in things that we need to move forward? And those are analyzations that we have to think about. How can we kind of, you know, say how we feel in a very easygoing way, but still authoritative, but yet being able to make those changes. And first off, being able to go exactly to the place of where those changes need to be made. Not just like an overarching issue, but those changes and understanding exactly how those changes need to be made and what we can do to make those changes ourselves. And that's something we also have to think about too. And we have to be kind of delicate in certain situations. And I think in any situation, honestly, we have to be delicate to a certain degree, whether we're talking to our mom, our dad, our spouse, significant other, our children, our boss, our coworkers, whoever it is that we're talking to and discussing with. We have to be a certain way and showing up the way that we should be showing up as, you know, showing up how we should show up, being there, being true to ourselves, putting ourselves out there, but also allowing ourselves to be, you know, allowing ourselves to be honest, you know, allowing ourselves to show our feelings. And that's also scary too, because many of you may feel like you are not able to be honest about your feelings. Maybe you feel like your feelings are going to be used against you, and that's something that is very, very important to understand and something to really take into consideration. And that's definitely, you know, where we need to be at. And that's where we need to think and focus at, and be able to analyze and understand that situation and see it for what it truly is. And that's very powerful. And I want you to think about that. So analyzing that and thinking about that, where that lies, how do we understand that? How do we understand exactly inherently what's triggering us and what we need to discuss? And so once we kind of know the situation, once we know what triggers us, we know who we need to probably discuss this with. And then it's about taking, you know, taking our own responsibility with the situation, and then also kind of showing them maybe part of their responsibility for the situation, but taking our responsibility for the situation at hand first, and then talking about the situation as it is. Because if we don't talk about it, how do we ever rectify it? And there might be people, situations, family dynamics, marriages, bosses that you can talk about it, but it's not going to get changed. And so then that's the next decision you have to make, is, okay, if it hasn't been changed and we're not working on it and nobody's willing to make these changes, do I continue to do this? Or do I start making changes in my own life? Do I continue to go down this pathway, or do I need to make changes in my own life? And those are the questions that I want you to ask. Those are the things that I want you to think about, because that's where we need to get to. Because if that's the case, then we got to get into a space of being not in fear to make those changes, to feel better about ourselves, to make those decisions, to move forward in our life, to be happy with those decisions that we made. And those are things that are very, very clear to us, very important to us. And then we start seeing, how do we overcome the fear factor that we have to make those changes? At what time do we need to begin to put actionables in there? And then what are those actionables? You know, if a part of it is that your family is not helpful, and that when you try to tell them how you feel, they use it against you, well, you probably can't tell them how you feel anymore to a certain degree. And you're going to have to pull back a little bit, and you're going to have to eliminate some of that. And you're going to have to get another outlet besides them, because they're not going to show up to the plate where you need them to be at. If you've already asked them multiple times, we realize that. If you're looking for your marriage to be something else and that other person doesn't want it, they're not willing to change it, they're not willing to make it that way, then you have to sit there and say, am I willing to continue to walk down this path, or do I need to make change in my life to be happier and healthier and to do what I need to do? And that's the question. But we have to know where everybody stands before we can understand exactly what we need to do. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in a few shakes, because right now I got to give you some tips and tricks when we return. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. And we'll be back in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been asking the question, what is missing in your life? What do you want to see in your life? What do you want to see in your life? What do you need to be more satisfied or more content, and how do you get it? How do you attain it? Where do we get this? And right before the break, I was talking about once we've asked the questions, after being triggered, and then honestly understanding what's really super triggering to us, and then understanding why it's triggering us, and then understanding the underlying reason of what's triggering us, whether it's about family, career, home life, spouse, not having excitement in your life, friendships, outlet, whatever it looks like. What are you lacking? What needs to be taken care of? What is lacking? What needs to be fixed, augmented, or renewed? And all these questions are very pertinent, and we got to ask those questions. And I was talking about that right before the break. You know, when you start asking people involved with some questions, and you start looking for answers, you got to get some answers so that you can eventually get some solution. Because if we're not ever in solution, and we're always kind of in a different place in our life, we're not getting that happiness and joy that we want. We're not getting that happiness and that joy that we want that we really, really super need in our life. And so that's something that we really need to find. And so if it is an issue with the family dynamic and they are not supportive, we need to understand, and they're not willing to be supportive, and you brought it up multiple times, and you explained your situation, you've taken your responsibility, you've asked them if they can help with this, they don't want to do that, they're not interested in doing that, you're going to need to look somewhere else for your support system. You're going to need to go somewhere else for your support system, and you're going to need to stop climbing this tree to get support. This is very important information here. If you're in a marriage and you've brought it up to your spouse, things, you know, you've taken your responsibility for things as well. It's not all about the other person. We've taken responsibility for the things that we've done, good, bad, and indifferent, and things that we haven't worked on, and things that we have worked on. We take responsibility for our actions, for our situations, for our emotions, for our feelings. But if that person's not willing to change or make changes to your marriage, and you need help with the marriage, you need help from them to make changes, then what do we do next? How do we do this? How do we move forward? And if they're willing to, great. How do you work toward that? How do you work and got, you know, and really focus on getting together and working on that? If they're not willing to work on that, what do you do next? How do you move forward with that? So if that person's not willing to make those changes, or they don't see that as an issue, or they don't want to sacrifice that or whatever, then what is your next step? How do you continue to grow? Because it might not be with them. You got to think about that, because if you continue to bark up this tree and nobody's willing to work with you, how much more barking are you willing to do before you become exhausted? And as you become more and more exhausted, what do you do next when you feel powerless? Because what you're wanting is not coming to you. And I'm saying we all have to make sacrifices in some areas. We all have to do it. But if you've been sacrificing, and nothing changed, you've got to really analyze, is this really what I need? Or am I in this situation, whether I'm in this job, or I'm in this family, or I'm in this career, or I'm in this marriage? Am I in this because of fear? Or am I in this because I love it? Am I in it because of fear of being abandoned? Am I in this because of fear of not having the money? Or am I in this for the fear of not having those friends that I want? Whatever it is whatever that fear is coming from, whatever that fear is resonating from, are you in it because of the fear and the worry, or are you in it because you actually, at the core, love the situation, this job, this person, this union, whatever that looks like? And you got to answer that question. That has to be something that you have to answer and something that you want to think about. And so think about it. If we go directly toward the source and ask people questions that are directly affected or are directly affecting us on this, this can help us to get what we need to understand where we stand, what they want to do, what they don't want to do, how to move forward, how to really rectify the situation, and how to ultimately get what we want, because that's what we want to do. We want to ultimately get what we want and make these changes. We might have to sacrifice some, but it allows us to become more satisfied and more content. And ultimately, you're going to become more satisfied and more content just by speaking your truth, but just by speaking about it, talking about it, allowing it to be, allowing it to come to, you know, coming to you, and allowing you to connect with that, because that is so powerful. The more we know about ourselves, the more knowledge we have, the more powerful we are, the more sufficient we are, the more self-sufficient, the more satisfied, and the more content. So the actual working through this process is very cathartic. Even though it seems very scary, it's very cathartic and can be very helpful. In many situations, can be very helpful to you to get that you need to really move forward in our life and to really concentrate on that future that we have and really resonating with that future. And that's where we want to be. So I want you to really claim that. Claim it. Stake this. You know, it's your life to live. This is your life to live. We need to make it the best. We need to live it to the fullest. Nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for not living the life you want. I've said that a million times. Nobody is going to give you a medal of honor for living a life that you don't want to live. For not living your truth, for not living your true life. So therefore, let's begin to figure that out and figure out what our true life is, what's missing by those triggers, and execute plan by following through and having those conversations, even if we don't want to have those. Stay tuned for the show next. We'll have another show and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, in three shakes.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel.
bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's C-R-